Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, March 11th, 2019. Welcome to day 781. Donald Trump proposed a $4.75 trillion budget, which he dubbed the Budget for a Better America. Trump requested an additional $8.6 billion for his border wall, as well as a proposal for increasing military spending by 5%, bringing it to $750 billion, while also cutting funding for domestic discretionary spending from $597 billion to $543 billion, a 9% cut in 2020. The budget calls for a 23% cut in State Department funding, a 15% cut in spending by the USDA, and a 31% cut in the budget for the EPA. The budget for Homeland Security, however, would increase by 7.4%. Trump's budget forecasts a $1.1 trillion deficit in 2019, 2020, and 2021, and a $1 trillion deficit in 2022, with the national debt ballooning to more than $31 trillion in the next decade by 2029. It currently stands at more than $22 trillion. Trump's acting budget chief called the budget a, quote, return to fiscal sanity, end quote. In Mar-a-Lago, Trump claimed that the Democrats hate Jewish people during a fundraiser at the golf resort. Trump said he didn't understand how anyone could vote for a Democrat these days and said that they've become the anti-Jewish party. Trump also speculated that he would be at 98% in the polls if he were to run to become the prime minister of Israel. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, meanwhile, refused to say whether Trump believes that Democrats hate Jewish people, saying, quote, I think you should ask Democrats, end quote. Meanwhile, the former owner of a massage parlor tied to a prostitution ring sold Chinese executives access to Trump through her consulting firm GYUS Investments LLC. Li Yang's website claims that it has activities for clients that include, quote, the opportunity to interact with the president, the American Minister of Commerce, and other political figures, end quote. In particular, Yang arranged for a larger group of Chinese business people to attend a paid fundraiser for Trump in New York City at the end of 2017. Yang also personally gave $5,400 to Trump's campaign and $23,500 to the Trump Victory Political Action Committee just 11 days before her December 2, 2017 event. Foreign visitors may attend fundraisers as long as they don't pay their own entry. Yang's company also claims that it has arranged taking photos with the president at Mar-a-Lago and suggested that it could set up a White House and Capitol Hill dinner. Since 2017, Yang and her relatives have donated more than $42,000 to a Trump Political Action Committee and more than $16,000 to Trump's campaign. And finally, Nancy Pelosi says that when it comes to impeaching Trump, quote, he's just not worth it, end quote. The Speaker of the House called Trump unfit to be president, ethically, intellectually, and curiosity-wise, but said she is not for impeachment. Quote, impeachment is so divisive to the country that unless there's something so compelling and overwhelming and bipartisan, I don't think we should go down that path because it divides the country and he's just not worth it, end quote. And now to the notables. One, Trump says he'll make his decision on whether to pardon Paul Manafort when he's ready, according to Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Two, the White House rejected a House Oversight Committee request to interview former Deputy Counsel Stephan Passatino. Two, the White House rejected a request from the House Oversight Committee to interview former Deputy Counsel Stephan Passatino, who represented Trump to federal ethics officials looking into hush money payments made to Stormy Daniels in 2016. Three, House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff said Robert Mueller was making a mistake by not demanding that Trump testify as part of his investigation, quote, because probably the best way to get the truth would be to put the president under oath, end quote. Four, Schiff also claimed that Eric Prince lied during testimony about a 2016 meeting with foreign nationals at Trump Tower. Five, new video footage from the Venezuelan border shows an anti-government protester setting fire to a convoy of humanitarian aid last month, despite claims by Mike Pence and the State Department that President Nicolas Maduro had ordered the trucks to be burned. Six, Milwaukee will host the 2020 Democratic National Convention, a key Midwestern battleground state that Democrats lost for the first time in three decades in 2016. 7. Betsy DeVos illegally delayed implementing a rule that required states to address racial disparities in special education programs. And 8. Trump was named the winner of his own golf club's championship, despite not playing in the tournament. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.